back, and it's about time. Our man at the Met Office with his eye on the sky, it's Sylvester McKitley. So, what's with the weather this weekend, Syl?
Well, it's good news on the whole, Bob. The country can expect clear skies and temperatures in the high teens, perhaps even reaching the 20s in the Midlands and the North. So don't be putting those summer clothes away just yet.
Doctor Who, Jubilee, Episode 1.
This is preposterous. I can't believe how narrow-minded you be.
Sorry, sir, but rules are rules.
Nonsense. Come on, you show me where in your rulebook it says that the dogs can't be robotic.
Doctor, I said you wouldn't get away with it.
Well, show me then.
I am the rulebook, sir, and I say that computerised dogs cannot take part in sheepdog trials.
Computer is not an accurate description. It does not suggest intelligence.
Hey, hark at it. That thing's too clever by half.
Affirmative.
Shh, canine. No, he's not, Mr...
McCallan.
Mr. McCallan. McCallan? McCallan? Scottish, are you?
Yorkshire, thank you. Since 9 generations.
9 generations, eh?
He's older than you.
Well, as I was going to say, canine's not really very intelligent at all, are you, canine?
Master?
Go on, ask him a question.
I'm sorry, sir.
Any question. Go on.
What's the square root of 10?
3.16227766.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, canine. See, as I said, he's got it quite wrong.
No, I'm sorry, sir, but I must be firm on this. Your dog, thing, can't take part in our trials, and that's an end to it.
Come on, Doctor, let's go and watch instead.
Oh, okay, I suppose so. But I still don't see why they insist on making such petty distinctions on ground they can't possibly understand.
So how does this work, then?
Well, the dog guides the sheep around the field, under instruction of its master, through the various gates and into a pen. It's quite simple.
No, really. I don't mean the sheepdog trials. I mean this, gadget of yours. Huh. Looks like you knocked it up out of parts of an old cyber mat.
Huh? What? Oi, hands off. That's a very sensitive meteorological scanner.
Oh, is it?
Yes. With this, I can accurately predict weather patterns for months to come. Of course, it's of limited use elsewhere in the galaxy, but quite comes into its own when I visit England.
Really?
Look, I just enter our latitude and longitude here, press this button, and voila!
Yes?
Oh, apparently we should be under 7 foot of snow at the moment. Ah.
And you're sure about that?
Well, perhaps I might have to recalibrate this a little later.
Affirmative, Master. Device is currently set for Altarian weather system.
Ah, so it is. Well spotted there, my four-legged friend.
Incorrect. I have no legs.
Yes, worse. Well, my money's on Flash there. He's a 3-time champion at this trial, and I wouldn't mind betting he'll win another few times before he retires.
And what money would that be?
Yeah, well, figure of speech, Romana, figure of speech.
I know what you meant, all right. You meant my money, as always. Why do I always end up paying for everything?
That's not true.
If so, what about last night's meal at the hotel?
Ah.
Yes. And the night before, the entry to these trials, the parking ticket for the TARDIS, the new components for K-9.
Yeah, well, all right, point taken.
And I still think it's immoral to gamble when you're a Time Lord. It's not like you can lose, is it?
Really? Do you honestly believe that my knowledge includes the past and future winners of a minor sheepdog trial on a planet the other side of the galaxy?
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yes, well, you have to know these things when you meet. Anyway, I didn't have any money in this currency to bet, so it's all academic. Oh, blast, it just begun to rain.
I say, that's rather unexpected. I don't believe it. Earth weather.
Hold on. Thought as much. It shouldn't be like this, you know. My long-range forecast indicates fine weather and its accuracy is normally...
Never mind your blasted weather machine. It was wrong before and I'm getting soaked here. Can't we go back to the TARDIS?
Yeah, well, very well, very well. What do you reckon, K-9?
Cannot locate meteorological cause for disturbance.
Me neither. It's almost as if some artificial source is causing this rotten weather. Whoa, that was unexpected.
Whatever was it?
Checking?
I don't know yet.
TARDIS has been hit by lightning. Minor damage to targeting systems sustained.
great. Look, Doctor, I don't want to be alarmist, but shouldn't we get out of here before we lose anything else?
True. We'd better be off then.
You mean you're not going to investigate against my better judgment?
No. Well, possibly. What did you say? Better judgment? I'll give you better judgment. It was your idea to come here in the first place.
No, it wasn't. It was yours.
Was it? Yes, well, I knew I was right. There's something odd going on here, Romana, and it's our job to find out what.
I knew you'd say that.
Did you?
Yes. Which is why I took the precaution of checking the files in this country. It seems that the London Meteorological Office would be your best bet, if it's the weather that concerns you.
London! Haha, I'd quite like to visit the Met Office. I haven't even been since they opened. Okay, let's see if she's still pilotable.
Yes, Control. Yes, it is all arranged, as you commanded. Jubilee Cyber Services, as you wish. Yes, 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 there's room free at the top. No, I believe we got away with that one, Storm. They're just putting it down to freak conditions. Of course, Control. Hold on.
Come along, Wentworth, off that phone. You spent too long on that thing and there's work to be done.
Oh, sorry, boss. I'll be straight along.
You make sure you are. We need those satellite readings processed ready for the 6 o'clock news, and they won't process themselves.
Of course, boss. I must go now, Control.
Very well, you may continue your job. But do not forget your only true allegiance is to the Cybermen.
Now you stay there, K-9.
Affirmative.
This brings back memories.
How come you always manage to land at the most inhospitable places?
Remark. As you should know, the TARDIS is hard enough to pilot the best of times. Imagine what it's like after being hit by lightning.
Same as normal, it seems. I really do hate dark, dingy places.
This is perfect, though. No one will find the TARDIS here. A bit tricky otherwise, you know. These police boxes are practically non-existent nowadays.
Where are we, then?
We're in the London Underground, the very place where I met some Yeti a couple of regenerations ago.
I suppose I should be thankful you've landed in the right city, at least.
Oh, fiddlesticks and flapdoodle.
What's wrong, Doctor?
According to this sign, we're at Aldwych.
What's the problem with that?
They stopped running trains here back in 1994. This means we're going to have to walk.
What did the TARDIS say the date was?
October 2003-ish.
I wonder, is London any different to the last time we came, 30 years ago?
Well, not very much has changed, apart from a large flamboyant dome at Greenwich and an enormous tower in the Docklands.
How big is enormous?
Quite big, actually. Biggest building in Europe, I believe.
Really? We must visit sometime.
We will, but our first visit should be to the Met Office.
Sure, let's just get out of this beastly tunnel.
Certainly. You lead the way.
You don't know the way.
Not as such.
Great! You land us here in some disused service shaft and don't even have a map with you. You really do worry me sometimes.
I worry myself sometimes. Let's just go down here and I'll ask for directions.
Our scouts report a disturbance in service shaft North 13. What? This will not do. Seek out the intruders and eliminate them. The intruders have already escaped, Leader, but they have left a blue cabinet behind. Very well. Have it brought to our laboratory for examination, but do not pursue the intruders. If I am correct, I anticipate they will return for their cabinet, and we will be there to capture them. The butterfly machine must not be discovered prematurely. Arrange it. At once, Leader.
And so I had to tow his TARDIS out of the wormhole after jump-starting it with K9's backup power pack.
Poor old Sidgin.
Poor Sidgin? That rotten shaft didn't even say thank you.
Strange. All these things you've done, I've never heard of any of them.
Well, the High Council never did like me much. I think, unofficially, they just stopped mentioning me. Probably hoped I'd disappear or something. Ah, here we are.
Change here for the central line. The next station is Covent
Garden. Now, let's get outside.
Choose
down
here at the closing
door. They didn't have these last time. What do you think, Romana?
Yes, I see what you mean. Hey, look, that person just put their ticket into the machine and it's opened. Easy then.
An almost perfect plan. flawed in just one small oversight.
You don't have any tickets. Well, that's just typical, isn't it?
I didn't expect this.
Well done, Doctor.
Don't worry, I'm sure my sonic screwdriver can open these gates.
Doesn't seem to be working.
Excuse me, sir. What do you think you're doing?
Ah, yes, I don't suppose you could open this for me, could you?
Quite easily, but first I'd like to see your tickets.
Here you go.
This is dated 1975.
Oh, I'm sorry, is that no good?
No, sir. Tickets only valid for 3 hours, not 3 decades.
Well, that's the problem, you see. We don't have anything else.
I see. Well, that's a £20 fine each, then, I'm afraid.
£20? Did he say £20?
I believe he did. Better pay him, Romana. We don't want to get in trouble with the law, do we?
Well, very well. There you are.
Thank you, madam.
Psst, and the rest?
You want me to pay for you too?
I'd be only too happy to pay for myself if I had any British currency on me.
There you go. Honestly, Doctor, you really should sort your finances out.
And preparations are now well underway for the Queen's Golden Jubilee and the succession of Prince Charles the following week. Oxford Street and Regent Street are being transformed with banners, lights, displays, and of course the all-important Union Jack.
Quite a far cry from rural Yorkshire, eh?
I'll say. I don't remember Paris being this busy.
Different time era, Romana. Traffic has almost trebled since the 70s. Anyway, capitals are always busy. London, Paris, Rome, Extra 9. Why, even Gallifrey gets quite busy on occasions, especially around Christmas time.
I do hope that's a joke, Doctor. Doctor! Oh, where's he gone now?
The what, sir?
The Met Office. Where they do the weather, no?
Just round the corner, sir. You can't miss it. Big sign on the front says Met Office.
Thank you, most kindly, officer. Jelly baby?
No, thank you, sir. I'm trying to give up.
As you wish, as you wish.
Only, you might like to take an alternative route. The preparations for the Jubilee are underway and some of the paths I think you'll find are blocked up. I'd avoid going towards the Oxford Street area if I were you, sir. Right down as far as Marble Arch. Total chaos.
Oh, of course. The Jubilee celebration. Are you coming, Romana?
It is as you suspected, Leader. The Blue Cabinet is a time machine of some kind. This is most regrettable. The presence of the TARDIS indicates that the Doctor is in the area. Our agents above ground must be alerted to the danger. I will ensure ground forces are contacted immediately. Excellent.
Of course. I will remain alert for this Doctor character you describe. Yes? And if I find him? But what if he refuses? I've never killed a... No, Leader. I wouldn't dare. Very well. As you command. Goodbye.
Are you on that phone again, Jared? New girlfriend, is it?
No, nothing like that. Purely business.
Whatever you say. Mum's the word. Oh, there it goes again.
I speak to Miss Callahan.
Yes, Mr. Callahan is free at the moment.
Certainly, I mean...
Okay, I'll let him know. Mr. Callahan, there's a chap wants to see you. Mr. Smith said he was from a company called Unit or something. Sounds quite official.
Okay, show me in, Susan.
Yes, he can come straight up. Fine.
Unit, eh? Well, well, well.
Golden Jubilee, Romana. 50 years since her succession to the throne. Quite a long time, really, even by Time Lord standards. Ah, hello.
If we go straight through, sir, Mr. Callahan is there, ready to see you.
Certainly, certainly. How do you do?
How do you do, Doctor...
Smith, but you can just call me the Doctor.
Whatever you say. Now, what can I do for you?
Well, it's a bit hush-hush at the moment, but we have reasons to believe that the storms yesterday in the north were far from natural.
We
believe that some external force may have caused them, yes. Can I examine your charts for yesterday?
Yes, if you must. Here we are. 1340 GMT, this one was taken, and this one the following hour, and this one the hour after that.
Fascinating.
Look, Doctor, are you really serious about this? Freak weather conditions like yesterday's aren't that unheard of. I don't think we need to go forming conspiracy theories just because it rained a bit unexpectedly.
Look here on the map. Now you see this cold front moving in from the east, and this one approaching from the south, which meets this occluded front here.
Yes, but there...
Now draw a line connecting the three in the centre.
There.
And again on the same shot 2 hours later. And what do you notice? Exactly. The point is the same, even though the weather system appears to be progressing. Odd, don't you think?
Maybe, but certainly not conclusive.
No? Check the point where the main influence on the system appears to be anchored.
Where are we? On the Jubilee line somewhere? Where is that? Docklands?
Exactly. Canary Wharf. Now, what would Canary Wharf be doing interfering with the weather?
Well, it interferes with my TV, no end.
Not quite the same, I don't think.
I'd recommend a visit, Doctor.
You know, that's not a bad idea at all. Thank you for your time, Mr. Callahan. I'd keep quiet about this for now, but we will be back. We're just taking a short trip to the Docklands.
OK, Doctor. Well, thank you for the insight. Rest assured, we'll look into it.
Great stuff. Cheerio, then.
So, it is you, Doctor. I won't let you escape. If I capture you, the Cybermen will reward me richly.
Sounds like it works on the butterfly principle to me, Doctor.
Possibly. The system certainly is characterised by such chaotic fluctuations. But a more pressing question is who could have mastered such technology so that a flap of a wing, so to speak, in London might cause storms hundreds of miles away?
I'd rather not think about it.
Me neither, but I do have my suspicions.
I think we've arrived.
Tall, isn't it?
I'd have said it was the tallest building in Europe.
No, you wouldn't. That's what I said. Anyway, a more pressing issue would be...
How do we get in?
Back door, perhaps?
I doubt it. You'd have to be maintenance staff or some such.
Then maintenance staff we are.
Excuse me, sir.
Excused. I'm the Doctor and this is Romana. Gallifreyan Plumbing Limited. You've got a burst pipe on the 22nd, I believe.
Well, I doubt...
Jolly good. Well, we'll just head on up then. Ah, here's the lift. Have you got the tools, Romana? Forgotten them? Oh, well, we'll just have to make do. Good day.
Honestly, plumbers of all things.
Look, don't knock it, all right? We're in. Which floor?
Top, I suppose.
Up we go.
Phew, quite a view from here.
Any sign of what's causing the disturbance?
No, just a few offices my end. All empty. What about you?
Nothing. No, wait a second. There's one office occupied, but it's locked. Jubilee Cyber Services PLC.
Just be a coincidence.
Maybe. But it wouldn't surprise me if the Cybermen were behind what is going on here. It's all mightily suspicious. I think perhaps somebody higher up should be told.
We're already on the top floor.
That's not what I meant, and you know it.
You mean the Prime Minister, then?
No, actually, I was thinking about my friend Michael Fish, the weatherman.
Unfortunately for you, Doctor, you will not get to see Mr. Fish. You know too much, both of you.
It's that chap from the Met Office again.
You will come with me or I will shoot you. The cyber leader is most anxious to see you.
A transmat!
Yes, it provides the best link between Cyber HQ and these offices. Step onto the platform.
Doctor, where are we?
I don't know, but look who's over there.
Doctor, you have been captured at last. You pose far too much of a threat to our plans.
The Cyber Leader and his merry Cybermen. How do you do?
I have no time for your pleasantries. Scout, Leader, you see this ridiculous couple standing before us? I do. Kill them.
Jubilee, Episode 1, written by John Greenwood and Howard Richardson, and starring Andy Haynes as the Doctor, Sarah Chaney as Romana, John Greenwood as Jack and Mr. Callahan, Damien Brooks as the Cyber Leader, Howard Richardson as Jared, K9 and the Policeman, Georgina Kingshot as the Secretary, Phil Wilkins as the Newsreader, Craig Holland as the Ticket Inspector, and Cybermen voices by Andy Haynes and Howard Richardson. Script design was by John Greenwood, audio effects were by Howard Richardson and John Greenwood, digital editing and music was by the Floor 10 Radiophonic Workshop. This has been a Floor 10 audio production.